This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Well, welcome in here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. And in these next two segments, I have Byron King on the line with me. He writes a newsletter alongside Jim Rickards that is distributed by Agora Financial. It's a great newsletter that covers a number of different exploration and mining companies across the scale. And Byron and I spent some time at the recent PDAC conference in Toronto having lunch and walking the floor chatting to some companies. In the second segment, we will be chatting about a couple companies. But in this first segment, Byron, I want your overall take on the markets, the precious metals markets, because as we were walking around the floor of the conference, I have to say the mood was generally more upbeat from companies and investors. How do you take this, the more upbeat mood?
Well, I think that this is, you know, this is a reaction, of course, to the upbeat things that happened last year. And it's part of something that you have to look at on a longer time frame. If you look back over the last, you know, let's say 4 to 5 years, you know, we had a decline that started in 2011 and it kicked in 12 and 13, 14, 15 were really miserable times for the market. So, you know, by 2015, just 2 years ago, the PDAC conference was very sparsely attended. There were lots of empty booths, not nearly as many people as in years past. Then last year, 2016, we were just maybe a month or two into the upkick in gold and silver prices, and the share prices had just started to levitate off of some rock bottoms. So people were feeling, you know, better last year, a year ago, but they didn't know if this was just a market head fake. Well, now here we are a year into it. It's not a market head fake. We're in the early innings of a major market move to the upside for gold, for silver, and for a lot of other things, you know, copper, zinc, and many other items that were on display there at PDAC. So the upbeat has a serious, strong basis to it. It's not just happy feelings by people. There a lot of money got raised last year and early this year. We've seen some private placements that have been very, very heavily oversubscribed to some top tier companies and top tier management teams. And then also at the other end of the spectrum, we see big money making some moves, such as last week up in the Yukon, for example, and in the last month or so, we've seen other big moves. Big companies like Newmont, like Agnico Eagle, like Goldcorp, making moves into smaller plays, you know, buying into smaller exploration or development companies, just because they want to get their fingerprints on some of these great ideas.
So, Byron, let's talk about this money that has been raised, because as you pointed out, there's been a number of oversubscribed financings almost across the board and some very, very large financings when you look at some of these majors starting to take some equity positions in these explorer-type companies, I think simply because they are so underutilizing their exploration programs, they pretty much cut these things off, that they need to start building a pipeline of exploration programs and properties. But it's so important how this money that has been raised is spent. How do you go about determining if the management team has a good plan for utilizing this cash?
Well, part of it just has to do with, you know, with reputation and past accomplishment. I mean, there are management teams out there who, you know, within the industry, people are relatively household names, you know, within the industry. I mean, Joe Blow, Doc walking down the street, might never have heard of some of these folks, but you know, people with past successes who took, you know, just ideas and turn them into multi-hundred million dollar or billion dollar type ideas in terms of buyouts or in terms of joint ventures and things like that. Those folks have the street cred to do their next deal. I visited one company that's doing pretty well in PDAC. They have an office in Toronto, and one of the principals was telling me about his past efforts because I asked about it. And this is the ninth mine that he's built on this particular project. And so, okay, I'll take your ninth mine if you know, clearly you knew what you were doing on the first eight. So, it's that kind of a thing. So you're looking at people, you're looking at past accomplishments, and then in terms of my analysis as a newsletter guy, I mean, I'm a geologist by background, by training. So, I mean, I'm looking at the asset. You know, do we have a good management team? Do we have a good asset? And really, you don't really know what the asset is until you drill it up, until you do the exploration, until you begin development. Sometimes you don't know how good it is till after you start producing. But still, the idea is that you will, you're looking for good people with good ideas, working on a good asset.
So, Byron, so much of investing in resource companies also depends on some sort of stability and, even better, an increasing underlying metals price. And we have seen a bit of a sell-off occur in the precious metals and essentially metals across the board. A lot of this is sometimes attributed to the PDAC curse, which is more of a seasonality type of issue. What do you think about, A, the seasonality, and, B, what will drive precious metals prices throughout this year?
Well, historically, let's say the last, 8 or 9 years, we've seen share prices lift up, levitate towards PDAC because companies are putting out all their news releases. They're basically cleaning off the winter shelves of all their good news, or they're admitting the bad news. But I mean, you see companies rise up into PDAC, then we have the PDAC, which is where everybody gets together in Toronto and rubs elbows, or in true Canadian hockey fashion, they throw a few elbows, but they have the PDAC, and then you have the sell-off. Well, this year we had the sell-off leading up to PDAC, which I think was twofold. Number one, we've had a bit of a decline in gold silver prices, but also I think some people in the trading department of the markets, the trading side of the market, just sort of looked at years past and said, hey, why don't we front run this? Why don't we sell before PDAC instead of waiting until afterwards? Now that's just kind of a PDAC oriented thing. That's an inside baseball kind of comment in terms of where the market's going to go from here. Right now, we're in the very late winter. Soon it'll be early spring. The snows are still melting up north and what have you. A lot of the spring drilling programs and the summer drilling programs have yet to begin, really. But over the next 6 months, we're going to see a lot of news and news flow out of those drilling programs. Those drill bits are going to convert into drilling data. Companies that have smart management and good assets are going to be pulling nice cores and nice rock samples and such out of the ground. They're going to be releasing this type of news, and so we're going to have good news flow on a company-by-company basis. Meanwhile, what will happen with gold and silver? I mean, I work with Jim Rickards. I mean, on a day-to-day basis, nobody knows what's going to happen with gold and silver. I mean, it's market-driven. It's manipulated. You've got people doing massive dumps at 4:30 in the afternoon, right as the European markets are closing.
And that's why it's important to not pay attention so much to the day-to-day moves.
Oh, please, if you're out there, do not panic on a day-to-day move. Don't feel like your ship has come in just because we have a good day, and don't feel like your ship hit an iceberg just because we had a bad day. Really, I mean, it goes up, it goes down. Nobody can control that stuff. But over the medium term to the long term, gold and silver prices have to go up. We are entering an inflationary period. How could anyone look at the U.S. economic problems, the U.S. monetary problems, and then put that in the context of global problems? How could you look at that and not know that we're entering into a period where currencies are going to have lots of problems, to include the dollar, which is the world's reserve currencies. And, I mean, my partner Rickard, he wrote a book a few years ago called The Death of Money, and as he said, he could have titled it The Death of the Dollar, The Death of the Yen, The Death of the Pound. He called it The Death of Money because what we consider as the tracking tool of the world is in a lot of problems right now because of big macro problems that have been made. It's the hard assets that will retain their value over time.
Well, Byron, I'm going to have you back on next segment. We are out of time, but everybody, stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Byron King. And Byron, in this segment, I want to talk about a couple companies that you follow in your newsletter, and they even have been on our show a number of times. The first one deals with a site visit that you were just on with our friend Chris Temple, and that is Avino Gold and Silver. Their property is down in Mexico. You and Chris actually had some very similar comments since I've been chatting with both of you involving how much bigger you think this project is and maybe how much the market doesn't realize the scale and size that this project could grow to. Avino Gold and Silver are mining currently, but right now I think the market looks at it as more of a small-scale mining. Please give us your rundown on what you saw at the property.
Well, you're right about how the market perceives Avino as a relatively small play in the scheme of big mining, but you know it's I would say that it's only small until you go there, and then once you get there and you look around, you realize that it's actually pretty big. Just driving across the landscape is quite a drive. They've got a lot of acreage. It's a very, very extensive mineralized system. It was first discovered in, I think, the 1550s, and that's not a mistake of, I'm not misspeaking, the 1550s by Spanish conquistadors. So this thing has been mined as a silver play off and on for 450 years. Now, most of those 450 years were just, you know, guys with picks and shovels chasing veins, looking for brown spots on the hillside. What the Avino management has done in recent years, the last couple, it has taken an absolutely greenfield approach to this, done all the geophysics, done the drilling, you know, the trenching, the sampling, the assays, all the chemistry that you need to do to build out a true resource model. And so they, you know, using historical data from mining, you know, knowing what they already know in retrospect, but then also using new drilling, new geophysics, new everything, they've built an entire resource model, geologic model, for what this play is all about. And guess what? It's really pretty big. There's what they've found and what they've mined. There's what they're looking for. There's what they're drilling for, and they are having success on that end. Now, at the face of the mine, they have two different underground mining shafts on the property. I went down to the bottom in both of them, all the way to the freshest rock at the base of the mine, where they're mining the absolute brand new stuff just out of the ground. And guess what I saw? I saw lots and lots of ore. How much ore? Well, it's dark down there. You're 900 feet below ground. I was wearing a miner's suit and a miner's hat. Everywhere I flashed my miner's lamp, I was looking at ore. So they are in the midst of something very big. They're drilling, they're blasting, they're hauling it out, they're processing it at the surface. They have a good, efficient system up on the top side where they're getting everything done. They've been investing lots of money into that in terms of improving the whole crushing and grinding circuits and the flotation and the concentration circuit. It's all good. It's all there. It's all real. It's a very, very upbeat project, and I think Avino has room to grow on the upside. One more thing I should add. They also have a guaranteed customer by the name of Samsung, the big Korean conglomerate. You know, Samsung wants to see, you know, is sourcing its gold, its silver, other things, zinc and copper. Samsung could take pretty much every pound of everything that they could lift out of the ground, and they'd ship it off to Samsung. So Samsung wants the security of supply, and they want the certification of a supplier in the sense that they can trace the ore back to the ground, that, you know, that they didn't damage the environment, they didn't exploit the workers, all of the things that a big international company like Samsung would want. So not only do you have a mine, a mill, a mining team that knows what they're doing, you also have a customer who can write checks.
Well, your comments and Chris's comments, which are very similar, are changing my outlook on this company to much more positive. I like the way they were running their mine, but hearing about the potential of how they could expand this is, I think, a game changer for the markets to recognize. One other company that I do want to chat about here, Byron, we've chatted about it multiple times, is Orin Resources. They are a sponsor on our show. But recently they've been coming out with some news on their Peru properties, trenching and surface work. And while these results have been fairly positive, the market hasn't really taken note. And I think that's an interesting aspect, is that when I chatted with the Orrin management, they are quite optimistic about these Peruvian assets, but the market doesn't seem to care. What do you think plays into this, and maybe what the benefits are?
Well, I think you're correct that much of the market doesn't seem to care. I think the market is just preoccupied with other shiny things that are out there. From Orrin's standpoint, who does care are great big mining companies, you know, the intermediates and the large mining companies of, you know, it's not hard to figure out, you know, the names with whom they have confidentiality agreements, who are following pretty much every move they make. As far as the Peru work goes, I probably spent an hour and a half with the company's chief geologist in PDAC up in Toronto the other day. They were very, very kind with their time. They sat down, they walked me through the whole program, everything they're doing with, you know, aerial photos, with maps, with geophysics. We looked at it all, including samples. From other sites in the high Arctic, they had cores there. So we were able to really hold the rocks in our hands and take a look at things. As far as what's going on in Peru, from everything I can discern, this may be among the most promising undrilled geology that you could find pretty much anywhere. All of these big multi-million ounce gigantic ore deposits have every indication so far that they've found on the surface in terms of trenching, in terms of geophysics, in terms of just, you know, walking around boot-kicking geology. Very promising, very, very upbeat. Down there in southern Peru, it's what we would call the land of the giants. I mean, all those giant ore bodies are out there waiting to be found. If you think that the world has been picked over and everything's been looked over and we've found everything, the answer is no. Not quite. We're not there yet, you know. Just some of the basic mapping has yet to be done, and these guys are doing it, and everything that they're doing is leading in a very promising direction, certainly in Peru. But then also with Orrin, they've got other plays in Canada. They've got the Committee Bay in the high Arctic. They've got the other None of It play that just came into their fold. And then they've got the old Homestake play out in British Columbia. Homestake in British Columbia, not the Homestake of South Dakota, just if anybody is confused there. All three of those Canadian plays have very, very high prospectivity. They are uncovering literally district-sized ore bodies and you know, the geology, the geophysics, again, is there. I did look at some cores from the Homestake side and from the Committee Bay side. I was very impressed with what I saw and could hold in my hand.
All right, just so everybody knows, the trading symbols for Avino are ASM on the Venture Exchange and also ASM on the NYSE for Orrin Resources, on the TSX AUG, and on the OTC QX GGTCF. Byron, as always, I appreciate your time. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show with Peter Bookbar.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. And in the final two segments of the second hour, I'm bringing back on one of my favorite guests. He is Peter Buchvar. He has a couple different websites, one being The Book Report, spelled with two O's, just like his last name, where Peter breaks down data that we get from around the world and inputs some of his opinions, but quite frankly also looks at it from a high level and says, this is absolutely what's happening. And Peter, that's what I want to talk about to kick off this segment, and that is more a high level, what's happening around the world. We're seeing global PMI continue to tick up. We're seeing inflation data, albeit slowly, continuing to tick up. All of this is pointing to a Fed rate hike in March, which you've been calling for since pretty much the beginning of the year. But before we get into that, how do you feel about the general uptick in data around the world?
Well, it's interesting because within that, there's still these cross currents that I'm still trying to figure out. The data in Europe has certainly improved. Data in Asia is still somewhat mixed. You know, we've seen this global downturn in trade over the past year plus, and seeing some signs that maybe that has bottomed out. But then on the other hand, we know that a lot of China's recovery has been very stimulus-based, and you wonder how long that can last. The CEO, B.H. Billiton, makes a lot of iron ore, actually touched upon that yesterday, saying that, you know, once the spigot starts to slow down, then you're right back in the in the slowdown phase, particularly in China. The U.S., the sentiment numbers have been great across the board, and small businesses and manufacturing, but retail sales are still very mediocre. The auto sector seems to be peaking out. I mean, in February, it took 10% more incentives year over year to generate less car sales year over year. Housing market somewhat plateauing with this rise in rates. So what I expect, at least in the U.S., is we're going to see an uptick in manufacturing driven by an uptick in inventory build as companies bet on a better economy, build inventory, and then whether the growth is sustainable past that will depend on whether the end demand continues. At least for Q1 in the U.S., you're not going to really see much of anything. GDP growth estimates are down to 1 to 1.5%. So any economic uptick, at least here, is not going to be felt until Q2. That said, we're seeing this rise in interest rates, which is its own speed bump to growth. And because we've come very medicated and dependent on extraordinarily low interest rates, and then, of course, you get into the risk to asset prices if interest rates continue to move up and what the implications are for economic growth from that perspective as well.
So, Peter, I think that one of the biggest changes that we're seeing this year and even started to see last year is this change where we are starting to see a general uptick in growth data. While it's not getting out of hand by any means, that is something that investors truly do need to consider, whether they believe it or not, and whether they say, you know what, if we do get into a more aggressive rate hike cycle, it's all going to come crashing down. The fact of the matter is, we are maybe not so much in this deflationary trend that some investors were looking at. How do you feel about that?
No, I mean, we'll always be in some form of goods / technology deflation. And it's highly unlikely that we'll get to any level of services deflation. It's really historically services inflation. And we have to see whether this upturn in global activity is something that's cyclical or something that's more. If you look at Europe, they're still dealing with a troubled banking system. They're still dealing with Mario Draghi and the ECB that's just out of control with their money printing and their negative interest rates. So I'm believing that at this stage of the cycle, this is more of a cyclical upturn rather than anything more, particularly in the U.S., that again is long in the tooth in this recovery. Now, I'm as excited as anybody about less regulation, and that will certainly help grease business activity. And I hope to see clean tax cuts. But unfortunately, the tax cuts won't be clean. It'll be, unfortunately, offset by tax increases. So it'll be interesting to see the winners and losers that come of that, particularly with respect to the border adjustment tax. And I'll continue to go back to interest rates because a further rise in rates of substance, you know, upsets this whole apple cart. And while over time it is something that is needed because negative interest rates and artificially depressed interest rates is not a good thing and we need to normalize them, there's still going to be a very painful transition, in my opinion, until we get to that normalization. And how I define normalization, at least in the U.S., is a level of short-term interest rates that is above the rate of inflation. Well, inflation right now running headline 2.5 and core, you know, 2.2, 2.3, you know, the Fed funds rate today should be at least 3%. And next week we'll get to 0.875. Now, getting to 3, you're going to have a recession. You're going to have a bear market, but it's a place that we need to get to in order to have a better foundation of growth for the next recovery and the next bull market that will unfortunately have to follow a bear market first.
Peter, you actually have one of the best comments that I've heard regarding the Fed, and that is, even if the Fed does raise 3 times this year and next week is a guarantee, they're going to be still so far behind the curve that they can't even make your son's Little League baseball team. And that, I think, is the biggest story here, is that even if the Fed does start raising rates on a schedule that they said to kick off this year, they're still behind the curve if the data continues in the direction that it is.
Right, and that's why we're going to continue to see negative real interest rates. And this is the bed the Fed made. They tried to get too cute and tried to find the perfect world in order to reduce accommodation. And instead of starting this process years ago and being far along, they are now living the exact fear that they had spoken about. We've heard central bankers, Fed members over the past year saying, well, the longer we wait, the risk we face is having to play catch up and hike rates more rapid. Well, it's exactly the situation that they now find themselves in. They waited and waited and waited and waited and barely hiked, and now they're potentially in a situation where they're going to be forced to raise quicker than they anticipated, quicker probably than they wanted to, because the committee is still run by a bunch of doves.
And even if the Fed does go through with these rate hikes, it does show that they're more being reactive rather than anything else. But if we look around the world, what's going on with the ECB, them cutting back their QE program by 25% next month, do you think that central banks are looking at the Fed, and even though the Fed is being reactive, they're looking at the Fed as kind of a leader in the central banking world and saying, well, if they're actually going through with these rate hikes, we have to follow?
I think there is certainly peer pressure on the ECB and the Bank of Japan and certainly the Bank of England, that here the Fed is saying that things are improving and inflation numbers are rising to the extent that we need to raise. And how does, you know, Mario Draghi with a straight face saying that we still need extraordinary accommodation and we somehow need negative interest rates? I mean, one thing that disturbs me about the ECB is how he's not getting challenged more negative interest rates. But yes, I do think there's a level of peer pressure now that is building. It's also building in Japan, where Kuroda is becoming more tolerant of a rise in longer term interest rates, and that I don't see how Mark Carney doesn't begin to take back his accommodation that he accelerated after Brexit. So, yes, to your point, 2017 is shaping up to be the first year in this grand experiment where all four central banks in some form or fashion will be backing away from their extraordinary policy. Therefore, we've reached peak accommodation and we are now rolling down to the other side. Now, we'll have to see how quickly that unfolds. Asset prices and market adherence should fully understand that.
And that, I think, is the crucial aspect here. But, Peter, I'm going to have you back on next segment, and we're going to talk about what this means in an investing sense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome back. Continuing on my conversation with Peter Buchvar. And Peter, we talked about essentially this changing narrative for global central banks and how we could have seen the end of this depressed and decreasing interest rates, at least for now. But what does that mean for investors? Because even though it looks like these central banks will start to raise rates, it's going to be done very slowly, and we continue to see the U.S. markets especially just plow ahead to all-time highs.
There's no question to your point that central banks will go very slow in reducing accommodation. The question, though, is whether markets will be okay with that or not. And what the sensitivity is even to the smallest bits of a reduction of accommodation. And I like to talk about the action in the German 10-year in 2015. In a month, the German 10-year went from 6 basis points to 70 basis points, and then a month later went to 1%. So a 93 basis point increase in 2 months. That just tells you maybe it's the world of algorithms and high-frequency trading or whatever, but the slightest moves of a reduction in accommodation could lead to more pronounced responses in interest rates and therefore eventually stock prices. I mean, even today being Thursday, we're at a very important inflection point in U.S. interest rates. The 10-year yield is at 2.58%. Well, for the past couple of months, the range has been 2.3 to 2.6. Just early last week and the week before, we were touching 231 in the 10-year, and just like that, we're back up to the higher end of the range. You have a sell-off in European bonds across the board because Mario Draghi, while still extraordinarily dovish, was a bit less so. And this rise in interest rates upsets everything in a world that has still way too much leverage and excessive equity valuations that have been dependent on very low interest rates. And that's not even talking about what the potential economic impact is of a rise in rates. And yes, rates are extraordinarily low. I get it. And people will say, well, even if rates go up to 3.5% in the U.S. or 4%, they're still very low. Yes, I get it. But it's the rate of change that matters. It's the sensitivity to a change in interest rates that matters. I mean, refinancings in the U.S. are down 50% year over year on a 50 basis point increase in mortgage rates. That's a rather dramatic response to just a 50 basis point increase in the level of interest rates.
So, Peter, let's talk about P.E. ratios, especially in the S&P or just in general in U.S. stocks. These continue to rise to levels that are almost unheard of. And even recently, the S&P price continues to move up. But forward 12-month earnings per share have been dropping, which shows even further that P.E. ratios will continue to rise. How long can this go on for in your eyes?
Well, that's, of course, the $64,000 question, and it's been going on for years. So today, marking the eighth year anniversary of the bull market, earnings during this bull market are up about 80%, and the S&P 500 is up 255%, with the difference obviously being multiple expansion. And now that we're seeing a more pronounced rise in rates, particularly on the short end with what the Fed will do, we become much more sensitive to potential valuation changes. And I think I implore people to, when they do a valuation analysis on equities, is do more than just a P/E ratio on 1 year of earnings. Look at it in a broader spectrum, because 1 year of earnings doesn't capture the true earnings power of a particular company, particularly when it depends on what cycle that you're in. Look at price to sales. Look at the Shiller P/E, which at least smooths out a 10-year cycle. Look at price to cash flow. Look at market cap to GDP. All these other metrics are pointing to a market that has been only more expensive in 1929 and the year 2000. And that's not fun company when you are now seeing rising interest rates. So there's an accident that's going to happen. Just no one is smart enough to know what the trigger is. You know, Bill Gross saying, oh, 260 in the 10-year and the game's over. And then you'll have Jeffrey Gundlach saying, well, it's going to be 3%. Well, no one really knows until it happens. I just know that we're going to get there, and the rise in interest rates is going to be the trigger that causes some sort of accident.
Well, and that's the thing. Nobody has a crystal ball, and I think everybody understands that it is unsustainable to go in this direction forever, but people have been calling for a collapse in the markets for the past about 4 years now. So who knows? It always goes on longer than most people think. That being said, Peter, let's look at resources. Gold recently has been getting hit. Silver has been getting hit. Base metals have been leveling out from their run that they experienced at the tail end of last year. How do you feel about resources in this now rising interest rate environment and when we keep on seeing stocks moving higher?
Well, it's, you know, the typical reaction of, okay, Fed's going to raise quicker than we thought, dollar bounces, sell gold, sell other commodities. So we'll take gold, for example. I think people should still understand that the Fed raising in March earlier than thought, it still keeps them on this three hike a year path. It's just market just didn't believe it. So three hikes are going to get us to 1.375 in the Fed funds rate when inflation is running north of 2%. So real rates are still going to be firmly negative, and that's bullish for gold and silver. The industrial metals have been supported by a dramatic cut in supply and a big drop in mining investment, and they've had a big run, and I'm not surprised that they're digesting the runs here. The easy money has been made in the industrial metals. I think people have to be a little more discerning now in terms of the supply demand of each individual one rather than the whole group having a move, because China is still a huge wild card with respect to that. Oil, everyone got all bulled up, particularly after OPEC agreed to the first half cuts. I think the boat got too crowded. We got a shaking of the tree over the past couple of days, but I still expect oil, at least in the short term, to trade in this $45 to $55 range. I don't see any reason why otherwise, but I still think there's a lot of investment that has been taken offline that's not coming back, and that you could see in the next couple of years $70 oil again. I'm long-term bearish on oil because of the demand side is going to be shrinking, but at least on a cyclical basis, that's my outlook. I'm very positive on agriculture because that has sort of sucked wind, I guess you can say, since the peak in 2011. And to me, the global demand for food is only growing, and that we're in the process of seeing a cyclical decline or bottom, I should say, in agriculture prices. And I'm looking for a bounce over the next couple of years there.
Well, I share your outlook for agriculture and actually for oil as well, because I do think that oil is putting in this higher trading range. But those days of $100 oil, I think, are far, far behind us. Who knows if there's some shocks to the system. Maybe it'll get there, but that'll be a very short-term move. As one final comment, though, Peter, what are you kind of telling your subscribers? Is this a time to be sitting in cash?
Well, holding cash when you've seen the market go up every day is incredibly painful. But outside of the S&P and the Dow, which are being led by very mega, mega big cap stocks, the market's just been chopping around for the last 3 months. The Russell 2000 is where it was 3 months ago. The transportation index is back to where it was 3 months ago. We're now beginning to see more 52-week lows and 52-week highs. So people aren't missing anything if they have been sitting in cash. But I'm going to keep going back to, now that we're seeing this rise in rates, it's lower rates and QE that got us to this point in valuation. And now we're seeing a reversal of that. Therefore, it would be prudent to raise cash because higher rates are kryptonite to extreme valuation. So there's nothing wrong with beginning to raise some cash after the moves that we've seen. I continue to like gold and silver and agriculture, as I mentioned. And I still think that investors should look outside the U.S. for opportunities, whether it's emerging markets like Argentina and Brazil and India and even parts of China and South Korea or even Europe. I'm actually thinking that the European bank stocks, which have just gotten killed over the past couple of years, are going to be a beneficiary of Draghi walking back from his extreme policy. Now, granted, I want to see negative interest rates go away, and that's not going to happen for a while. But markets there and stocks there are much cheaper than the U.S.
Well, interesting comments, and it is one of those things. You do need to consider that banks are going to start to benefit from higher interest rates if we do continue on this trend, and the European banks have sure gotten hit hard. But, Peter, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. It was a busy week for me at PDAC. And, again, stay tuned over the next few weeks as I introduce some of the companies that I spend some time with at the show that I think should be paid attention to as they move through this year with some impressive drill programs and some moves into becoming producers. Peter, thanks for your time, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.